Let's move to communications items, starting with 870, please, Carla.
Request of David Genrich to address council regarding livability issues and concerns in the downtown corridor.
Great. Mr. Genrich, come on up. Please. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is David Genrich, and I work for Shorenstein Realty. We're the largest owner of Class A office space in the Portland metro. But specifically today, I want to talk about my downtown property, the Congress Center Tower. Our building houses over 1,100 people who daily commute to downtown for their occupation. And our parking garage is across 6th Avenue. We have retail, Starbucks, and Subway and things in the first floor. But every day, our occupants, our tenants, have to run the gauntlet of going past very aggressive panhandling activities, drug deals, drug use happening on the streetscape there to get to their office. And it's really, really perception a lot of times is more damning than reality. I think our crime statistics in the downtown corridor are not that bad, but I think our perception of crime is really an issue for downtown and really affects the livability and workability of the downtown market. Many tenants in my building that I've talked to take issue with what's going on downtown to the point that they don't allow their spouses, they don't allow their children to come downtown and share a meal with them or shop because they're concerned about exposing them to these things. I've talked to several HR managers of my different tenants in the building, and they have a recruitment problem at times. They find very good, well-qualified people in the city, but the idea of coming downtown is not as palatable to them as other parts of the market. And at some point, those employers are beginning to look at their decision to be downtown. And real honestly, I would hate to see that traction we've created downtown, that positive energy, go out to the burbs and go out to other districts. Our retailers are affected by it. These things outside their front doors are really big issues. Their customers are harassed on an ongoing basis, so it creates a real issue there. I really think downtown, there's really three types of people on the streetscape. And the first, I think there's truly a real homeless class. And I commend the city for the programs and things in place, those people that really have issues that there's programs for and that really need the help. But there's two other groups. There's the drug culture downtown. We're kind of the center of mass transit. We have the MACs on two sides and buses on other two sides of the building. And people come from other parts of the building to do their drug trade there downtown. On a daily occurrence, we see things being exchanged. We see drugs happening. In looking at my security logs over the last 5 years, we average in front of the McDonald's on 6th Avenue almost 2 overdoses per month at our building. The latest one was 10:55 last night. So this is a real ongoing, it's not a threat or perception, that's the reality of what's happening downtown. And the third type that I see is really the very aggressive young panhandlers. They scoff at the security officers and the gate attendants of the garage that make $10 an hour. How could they do that? But they're very aggressive in trying to solicit money, and there are parties, there's drugs going on all the time downtown. So our people have to walk through this. I don't come to you with solutions today, but just to hopefully share with you some of the realities that we have in our daily life in the downtown market and hope that you can do something about it.
Do you manage the parking garage as well as the
As well as the office building. We have the garage and we have the building across the street.
Yeah, I've wondered, frankly, about the patience of some of your tenants, given the permanency of the situation there at 6th and Main.
It's a daily occurrence for them to walk through.
Yeah, yeah.
And, of course, we know that panhandling is protected under the Oregon Constitution and
Correct.
Drug dealing is illegal. Do your tenants call 911 when they observe drug dealing?
We call 911. I think the police department, with their limited resources, tries to do what they can. We have videotape. We get them on tape. We keep logs of who the known offenders are in the area. But we are deemed to be the heroin district of downtown. It's very sad commentary, but the pot district at PSU, we're in the heroin district and the crack district, that people actually perceive there's those type of districts in downtown Portland and have those type of conversations. So, yes, we do work with them, and we do turn film over on a regular basis and turn tapes over to them. But it's just the amount of resources dedicated, I think, are lacking at this point.
Currently,
we've lost a key tenant, so we've dropped down to 80%. We're recruiting a couple large tenants for the building right now. The downtown market, we trade statistics on a regular basis, is in the low 90s and actually trending in a positive direction. There's been a lot of great energy. A lot of the tech companies are finding downtown to be the place to be, But again, it's the HR people that are making the decisions. It's not the CFOs of the companies anymore. It's HR who drives the decision. Am I going to go downtown Portland or be out in the burbs? And those are the people that see these type of activities. And I'm very concerned about that we're going to be losing some of this energy and traction if we don't do something.
Well, let me suggest refreshing a couple conversations you've probably already been engaged in. One's with Downtown Clean and Safe, Lene Berg is here, the director of that program. And then also Central Precinct is devoting more and more of their resources to walking patrols. Again, the laws are the laws. So if someone's panhandling on a corner, that's not against the law. But in terms of drug dealing and other illegal activity, that's fairly clear sailing for them to be able to deal with that. So I hope we can both make sure Central Precinct is working directly with you as well as the Downtown Clean Safe District to do what we can on our side, what you can do as a property manager as well. So,
and to be very candid, we have seen a very definite positive effort in the last 2 months. I hope this effort continues. We've seen a very positive trend, so I think we're starting to go the right direction to get the word out. I just don't want us to slow down or to lose focus on this.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.